You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
On today's show, Kenneth Fetter talks about Okmulgee National Monument from his book, Ancient America, 50 Archaeological Sites to See for Yourself.
This is episode 245 for the 2nd of September, 2017.
All right, Ken, welcome back to ARC365, and why don't you tell us about Okmulgee Mounds?
Yeah, great to be here. Okmulgee is a beautiful mound site in Georgia. It's really impressive. What's cool about this one is that we have people, even back in the late 18th century, talking about how impressive this is. In 1774, naturalist William Bartram wrote, and this is a quote, "On the heights of these low grounds are yet visible monuments or traces of an ancient town, such as the artificial mounts or terraces, squares and banks encircling considerable areas. Their old fields and planting land extend up and down the river 15 or 20 miles from this site." So here you got a guy in 1774, a naturalist, walking around saying, wow, there's a huge settlement here at one time, and tracing their cornfields for miles up and down the river in the area around this mound site. Today, when you go there, you can see there are 7 earth mounds, 1 great temple mound, more than 50 feet tall. What's really cool about the site is there is a reconstructed earth lodge. So you can actually walk into what had been a ceremonial structure held up by wooden posts, and there's earth around it, and actually peer into kind of the everyday life of people at Okmulgee about 800, 900 years ago. The other really cool thing about Okmulgee, it's an important site in the history of American archaeology. Okmulgee's major period of excavation was during the Depression. And Okmulgee was the place where they'll tell you there today that it is the largest public archaeology project ever conducted in the United States. More than 800 people worked at excavating Okmulgee between like 1931 and 1937. And it was first a WPA project during the Depression, make work, give people jobs. They gave them jobs doing archaeology there at Okmulgee. And then in 1936, and this is, I think, the coolest part, there actually was a CCC camp built right on site. Now, CCC is the Civilian Conservation Corps, and that was a project during the Depression to give especially young men jobs. And these were kids who were high school dropouts or people who had just finished high school. No way they could get work during the Depression. So otherwise, they would have been living at home without any work, straining their families' resources because they have to be fed and clothed, and young men with nothing to do are probably going to get into trouble. Well, these guys, the CCC was like a military organization. These guys enrolled. They lived on site. They lived in barracks. They had to wear uniforms. And the chain of command was like military. They were fed. They were clothed. They were housed. So that took that burden away from their parents. And they made $1 a day, Chris. So maybe, you know, if you hire people to do your CRM stuff, offer them $1 a day and see how they respond.
Yeah, that sounds good.
$1 a day was pretty good. And the cool thing about that, though, was it wasn't optional. The kids made $1 a day. That's $30 a month, about. $25 automatically was sent back home to their parents. So not only were they not, the parents weren't burdened by them, they also were making money off of the deal. $5, these kids had the opportunity to spend that on themselves. About 5 minutes from where I'm living in northwestern Connecticut, there was a CCC camp. It's actually an archaeological site now, which is pretty cool. You walk around, you see the old foundations, you see the parade grounds. And those kids in the local town of Winsted, city of Winsted, the old timers will still tell stories about the CCC kids coming in on the weekends, spending their money at the restaurants, going to the movies. It was an important program in American history, and the CCC kids helped excavate Okmulgee.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to arcpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to arcpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's arcpodnet.com/members.
This is an inside baseball thing. If you're into archaeology, North American archaeology in particular, one of the directors of the excavation there at Okmulgee was Gordon Willie. Gordon Willey is usually described as the dean of American archaeology, taught for years at Harvard. When I was a graduate student, the two books that I had to have were Gordon Willey's, the two volumes of Gordon Willey's North American Archaeology, Volume 1, North America and Mesoamerica, Volume 2, South America. He became a huge deal, and in his early years, he was the director of kids who he taught them archaeology at night after dinner, because they had no background in it, and then the next day, they would actually conduct the archaeology. Tons of artifacts. Akmulgee is not the only example of that, but it's a spectacular site to visit. There's an on-site museum, which was also built with federal money during the Depression. And it's this gorgeous building that's completely inappropriate for an ancient site. It's very like Art Deco. That's not really what it is, but it's cool. And that museum houses a lot of the artifacts that were discovered here at this site. This was a small city 800 or 900 years ago, inhabited by the people we call the mound builders, the Mississippian period, a complex society, trade up and down that river, agriculturally based, and their site today is preserved, and we know a lot about it because of the work done during the Depression. So go visit Akmulgee in Georgia, spectacular site, and an important part of both American prehistory, but also American history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my master's degree at the University of Georgia in Athens, not too far away. And this was one of the first big sites that I actually went and visited with some other colleagues and students there. And I actually have a good friend who runs a ground-penetrating radar company out there now. He got his PhD doing GPR at Okmulgee. So it was a lot of the stuff that they discovered. So
yeah, all right, and that Reconstructed Earth Lodge is really cool. And also was built by these guys who were working there during the Depression.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. It's definitely worth the trip. All right, so visit the links in the show notes and check out the special discount on the book from the publisher Roman and Littlefield. And when you get the book, take a look at Site 8 and read about Okmulgee National Monument. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.